Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Into the end zone! Touchdown! Touchdown!
And he's got it! At the 10-yard line!
Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo! The Bills win it in overtime!
Okay, we turn from hockey to football now. Welcome to the show. That's a look at the stadium, the Buffalo Bills home stadium, if you're watching on MSG. Welcome to our show. It is One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. Set up shop here at One Bills Drive in the AdPro Sports Training Center, One Buffalo Studio. Takes a while to identify where we are. Welcome to the show. John Murphy and Steve Tasker here from Orchard Park, New York. Snowy, cold, 17 degrees at the wake-up time today. I think it's probably in the 20s now.
It is so cold.
It's midwinter type weather. And I hope we're not in midwinter, Steve. I hope this is tail end of winter, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, we've got to be on the back third, don't we, at least?
You would hope.
Yeah, you would hope. I'm ready to be done with it. I told you I didn't want to talk about it on the air, but my dentist appointment today was.
You just said you didn't want to talk about it. You blurted out
the first 30 seconds of the show. The Novocaine's worn off, though, and I'm going to get to the point where I can have some lunch, but, you know. I had an angle grinder going off in my mouth today. It was like, forget it.
Does this mean you're going to be?
I'm a little cranky.
Cranky?
I am a little cranky.
Okay.
Starting with the Twitter, get to the Twitter poll. I want to start in on this. This atrocity that we've got today. I'm so bummed. But the thing that, you know, bothers me about these Twitter polls, Murph.
What's that, Steve?
I can't come up with something better.
Yeah, we've noticed. I like this Twitter poll.
Do you?
Well, look, here we are. It's talent acquisition time in the National Football League, not just in Buffalo, all over the league.
We're not trying to acquire talent. We're trying to build a team here.
It is talent acquisition time all over the league with free agency starting next week. Next Monday at 12 noon is the legal tampering period. We looked that up today. And next Wednesday, the 13th, week from tomorrow, is the first day you can actually sign people. But free agency will be up and running next week, starting Monday at 12 noon. The draft, as we said, 7 weeks from this Thursday. So this is when you put your team together. This is when you build your team by acquiring talent. Look, I think this struck me. I'm still kind of coming off the combine and all the interviews and all the people we talked to at the combine. Almost every person league-wide we talked to at the combine, interviews and non-interviews, when they talk about the Buffalo Bills, they start with Josh Allen, right? He's the face of the franchise, despite what others may think. He is the face of the franchise right now around the league. And almost every person we talked to about the 2019 Buffalo Bills started with Josh Allen. Well, you got the quarterback in place. Now here's what you had to do. Like everybody we talked to, Bucky Brooks, Daniel Jeremiah, all of them, Steve, started that way, which kind of prompted this Twitter poll today that you want to rip. I'm going to defend it.
All right, here we go.
let's jump right in. You don't want to talk about your getting your cavities drilled?
No.
You don't want to talk about the Sabres? Well. I don't blame you.
Oh, my gosh. I watched every shift last night. My gosh. That might be my underlying tension inside of me.
I have a feeling that probably turned your mood a little bit.
It did.
I watched the end of the second period. Saw a 3-1. I did watch a 3-1
lead. We were up 3-1, Murph.
Yeah, evaporate. 4-3 going to the third. And I didn't watch any more. And I'm sure I'm not alone. I've seen this.
TV out.
I feel like I just saw that last week, as a matter of fact.
My poor dog took the brunt of it.
All right, so now on to football, where we are at. Combine over. Free agency next week. Legal tampering starts noon next Monday. And free agency, you can sign players starting, I believe, 4 p.m. next Wednesday, the 13th. 7 weeks away from the
draft.
The draft, yeah. So everybody we talked to at the combine says the same thing.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, what do you think about Josh? We talk about Josh Allen, his unique athleticism. There was a quote here. I wrote a lot of this down. Charles Davis said, the first step for the Bills, make sure you keep some bubble wrap around Josh Allen. That was pretty good. Daniel Jeremiah says, get him a track team, surround him with talent. So we're thinking, what is it that Josh Allen needs? And I'm not going to justify this. This is a fine Twitter poll. We've had worse. You
I'll admit that. We might have had worse.
We've had worse. So if everybody tells you you start with Josh Allen, we take it to our Twitter poll question today, which is, what would help the Bills quarterback Josh Allen the most this offseason? In this talent acquisition phase, free agency in the draft, what would help him the most? If your goal is to help Josh Allen, to take him to the next level, look, they've already hired a new quarterback coach, second year in the offensive system. No more quarterback battle, no more three-way quarterback battle, struggling for reps in the offseason. All of that is in place for Josh. Now you got to get personnel in place. And the Twitter poll question is, what would help Josh Allen the most this offseason? We offer a couple of suggestions on the Twitter poll. Is it the acquisition of wide receivers? A lot of people think that's the way to go. Is it a rebuild of the offensive line? People think that might be the way to go. Is it adding tight ends? They need them. They've got one in for a visit tonight, reportedly. Is it something else? The Twitter poll is up. It is just underway with about 300 votes in the first 5 minutes. 79% of you say rebuilding the offensive line is the way to go, the way to help Josh Allen the most this offseason. 18% say acquiring wide receivers is the way to go. 2% say adding tight ends. 1% have something else in mind. What would help the Bills, Josh Allen, the most this offseason? If you believe you got the quarterback in place, many of us do, what can you do to help him the most? Give us a call, by the way. You may want to get in and challenge Steve for the rip he's going to put on our Twitter poll. 803-0550, toll-free, 1-888-550-2550. What's wrong with that Twitter poll?
Well, the fact that listen, I, with all due respect to the acquisition of wide receivers crowd and the tight end crowd and the other crowd, there ain't no other thing else you're going to do except build the offensive line. Because it's going to protect Josh, it's going to get the running game going, and that was a major part of their inefficiency on offense last year. It's an absolute no-brainer. Mm. And you got 80% of the people that agree with me and 20% think something else. And the only reason I don't like the Twitter polls is because it's lopsided. I like horse races. You know, I like it. I wish this was an easier question for people to get right instead of wrong.
What do you mean get right instead of wrong?
There's only one answer. It's offensive line.
Oh, that's
line.
Not true.
There's only
what
one
about
answer.
Receivers? You don't think you can help Josh Allen by adding a receiver? What would help him the most?
It'll help him the most. It's not just – the offensive line is the thing. And here's the thing, Murph, where it all starts and ends. There are five guys on the offensive line. There's only 11 guys out there. Five of them are offensive line. If those five are working really well, everybody else gets better. Everybody else. The quarterback, the running backs, the receivers, everybody else. Everything starts with the offensive line. And it's the same thing on the other side of the ball. And I've said it a thousand times. You start when you build a football team, you start where the football is at and go out. When the ball's on the ground, there's a center, you start there, and on the other side of the ball, you start with a nose tackle or a defensive tackle, and you work out from there to build a football team. That's the most important thing. And the Bills had a really solid defense, more than solid defense last year. They had a top five defense in most categories all the way across the board. The only thing this defense didn't do last year was churn out the turnovers that they did a year before, which is also a lesson for football fans. If you want to go back and look at the difference in those two seasons, the Bills' defense wasn't as good statistically as it was in the playoff year as it was the next year this year when they went 6-10. And it's all about the turnovers. And that's why in the NFL it's about getting turnovers and getting after the quarterback. This team had a really good defense, and they needed an offensive line to help Josh Allen, a young quarterback. They couldn't run it. They could throw it only when Josh kind of made it happen. He ran the ball far too much. He led the team in rushing because he was running for his life, and he was just so fast. I mean, this offensive line is the number one priority, period, for the offseason of this team.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I do not disagree with that. That would be my choice, offensive line, like the 80%. I will also tell you that other people feel differently. I'm reading some of the responses on Twitter. Some people think you need receiving help. They do need receiving help. Some people – look, and we ask questions a certain way. Somebody said, well, the right – you should have all of the above. Well, if we put all of the above there, that will be the overwhelming choice. We want you – by asking questions this way, we want you to rank in terms of priority what you think is most important. And 80% of you think offensive line is most important. I'm inclined to agree. However, there are different opinions. Aaron Yance tweets in, DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf, DK Metcalf, end of story. That guy, Steve Metcalf, got a lot of people excited over the weekend with his 4.33 40 time and is his tremendous workout for the most part at the combine. Yeah. A lot of people think he is the answer, the only answer. There was one tweet that came. Let's see if I can find it. I read it early this morning. Somebody taking you and I to task because, look, and I'm not – I like Metcalf a lot. I'm encouraging the Bills to spend the next 7 weeks looking deep into DK Metcalf and seeing if he is the guy who could be not just a receiver but the number one receiver on this team. He has some of the traits that you look for in a number one receiver: size, speed, athleticism. There are questions, too, and this is what the questions I raised yesterday about, you know, where was the production during his time at Ole Miss? Okay, somebody took us to task. I can't find it. Said, what are you missing? You know, here's another one from yesterday. We need DK Metcalf in the draft.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way.
A lot of people feel that way, and yeah. I get it. And listen, they're going to get a bunch of new receivers. They're going to get a bunch of new offensive linemen. They do that every year. The question is, are they going to be the right guys? They already started by signing Spencer Long earlier in the offseason. They're going to get another defensive tackle back into the fold today, it looks like. We're going to have some more news on that.
They're going to get one in the fold?
Another defensive. They're going to get the defense re-sign one of their defensive linemen. So there's, you know, they're going to be signing all these guys. It's going to be fun to think about, but we're not going to know what this team is going to look like until they take the field. But you got to get guys, I think, that are as proven as you can possibly get. Certainly when you draft guys, the only way you feel like you get a proven commodity in the draft is if you get one of the elite players. You know, you get one of these guys from Alabama or Michigan, all these guys that they're talking about at offensive tackle. Even if you take the best left tackle in college football and move him down to guard, you know, you're going to be an upgrade because you're going to get an athlete in there, somebody who can be a Quentin Nelson like the Colts had last year, a kid who comes in as a guard in the National Football League as a rookie, as a number 5 overall pick, and he goes all pro his first year. That's rare. But I think it's worth that pick. It's worth that pick, and particularly for a team like the Bills who have such a huge hole, gaping hole there in their roster that, you know, they need to do that. 3 of their offensive linemen are free agents that started last season. They got to fix it. There's just, you know, that's the answer. And it's going to listen, Robert Foster will be a much better guy when Josh Allen can stand back there for an extra half second and throw him the football.
Yeah.
So will Isaiah McKenzie, you know, so will Ray McLeod. All these guys get exponentially better when they've got that much more time and a quarterback that's that much more comfortable in the pocket.
You didn't rip that Twitter poll as much as I thought you were going to.
Well, the poll is bad just because, to me, everybody knows the answer, and the other 3 choices are irrelevant, even though there's 18% of the people who are picking it.
We await your Twitter poll suggestion tomorrow.
I know. I got it now. The pressure. I'm putting the pressure on myself.
You are.
We'll see.
Yes,
if I can
you are.
Do it. Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, here's some of the stuff that we've got from the tweet sheet. Greg Torlone says, my response is mixed. According to pass catchers, acquiring pass catchers might be best for Allen's growth as a passer, but rebuilding the offensive line might help Shady bounce back, which I suspect would have a domino effect on the rest of the offense, Allen included. And there's a lot of that. The offensive line is the first domino in the domino effect. You got to have those guys right. Tiffany Daniels, a favorite of ours. Adding a veteran quality center to the mix would help the overall offense, being able to see things Josh may not see, similar to what Kent Hall meant to Jim Kelly. The addition of Coach Johnson brings a fresh and enthusiastic approach to our O-line, and he did a great job with the Colts. So there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of moving parts. The offensive line coach is new. The quarterback coach is going to be new. There's some fresh faces. And we've got this thought, you and I have both gotten to this, Murph, about, you know, these wide receivers and Josh Allen and the skill positions on offense. It is going to be different with Josh taking every rep. It's his, you know, it's his team now. He's going to be the guy. He's going to be the one asking for more reps. He's going to be the one throwing the football. He's going to be the one that's got another year of experience in this offense. That to me is really intriguing. He's obviously a really sharp kid. He's obviously because he's smart, he's going to get better. He's working really hard at it. I just think the steps that he's going to make, I think, are the most exciting part of the upcoming season for me, despite, you know, the fact that we've got all these positions to fill.
A lot of holes to plug, and that's why we asked the question, which ones would help Josh Allen the most this offseason? 803-0550, Toll-free from outside Buffalo, 1-888-550-2550. Have a good show today. Coming up at 1, we've got one of our all-time favorites, one of your all-time favorites, I believe, Kyle Williams, just off a stint of evaluating and talking about the defensive linemen at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Kyle was on NFL Network on Sunday. He'll be on the phone with us today to talk about that experience, what he saw from the defensive lineman. How do you like being on TV? How's it like being retired? Kyle Williams coming up at 1 o'clock today. Coming up at 2, one of our favorites, Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network. She does a lot of study, a lot of math study. She is a mathematician, and she talks a lot about her model for attributes at each position. She's the NFL Network analytics expert. She talks about the combine results that fell into certain ranges and who measures up, who doesn't. Cynthia Freeland joining us at 2 o'clock today. Love to hear from you. Phone lines open, 803-0550, toll-free 1-888-550-2550. What'll help Josh Allen the most this offseason? Again, everybody nationally we talked to at the Combine this last week started their conversation about the Buffalo Bills with a comment about Josh Allen, including Bucky Brooks, NFL Network draft analyst. We asked Bucky about the Bills' next step. And here's what Bucky Brooks had to say. Listen to this.
When I look at the Buffalo Bills and what they did on offense last year, I thought Josh was terrific in what he was asked to do. Look, is he a finished product? No, but he has success. And they allowed him to play the way he needed to play to win games. I think you have to surround him with guys that can help him and kind of mask maybe some of his deficiencies. So I would like to see a big-bodied playmaker who has some speed, who can be the guy that is the chain mover. I like Robert Foster obviously being the deep threat, but maybe add another guy. The best thing that Josh Allen does to me is he can throw the ball down the field. You have to find someone that can be the vertical stretch guy and also be the chain mover.
He's talking about a receiver, Steve. Look, I think they need offensive linemen. You believe they need offensive linemen. 80% of our respondents think they need offensive linemen. Bucky Brooks probably does too. But the first thing he goes to is a chain mover, a guy who can be a vertical threat down the field. Why did he do that? He's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Why did he start with receivers?
Well, because, listen, here's the thing. And it was interesting to me. The first thing he said was, listen, they let Josh play the way he wanted to play or way they needed him to play for them to win games because they were deficient offensively. They were deficient at the offensive line. They let Josh run around and make all these plays because that's what they needed to do to win games. They were trying to win games. They weren't trying to – that because they knew that Josh being on the field was as much as fast – as you could develop him. Just getting him on the field in games would help him to learn as much as he could learn in the fastest time possible. So they let him play the way he needed to play to give them a chance to win. Now, the question is this offseason, what are they going to do and what is it going to be this next year to help Josh win games in a different way, to help Josh have the guys around him help him in more ways to win games? Let them have more than one way to win a game, not just Josh making some play crazy play with his legs or some crazy play with his arms. Having them put together, we had Daniel Jeremiah say, listen, you got a quarterback like that, don't worry about putting 14-play drives together. Yeah. You know, just sling it. I get that. But you've got to be able to win games in more than one way. Last year, the Bills were limited. Their offensive line couldn't run it. Josh ran around and scrambled, bought time, and they did things off the page. And that's how they won games. They made plays off the page. Now they've got to figure out a way to win games like that and add to it Josh standing in the pocket and making plays or Josh handing the ball off and making plays. They've got to put enough pieces around Josh in order for the Bills' offense to be able to score points in different ways, by long sustained drives, by the big play from their own 20-yard line, by running the ball, by making first downs. So I'm with Bucky in a lot of respects. I get a chain mover, and I said this yesterday, Murph. I'm more about slot receivers in this NFL than I am about a big number one outside guy that can go deep. I mean, you can get a like everybody says, get a track guy, send him deep. They've got to cover him. If they don't cover him, you're going to throw it to him, and then hit the passes underneath. Take the top off the defense, threaten them with the deep ball, but really move the chains and stay on the field with the short thing. That means a slot receiver. That means your running backs, all of those things. And I don't care what they do, really. I really don't. And everybody says, well, he can't, if the receivers can't get open, he can't hit them. If they can't catch the ball, they had all these drops and they had all these guys. Listen, that's bunk. Those receivers are going to get open. If that offensive line works up front, Josh will find them and he'll hit them. That's job one. I think all this stuff about receivers, I've told you a million times, man, the quarterback makes the receivers. Those guys are going to get better when Josh gets better. But you need to protect Josh and get a running game for that offense to work. There's a ton of different. There's a ton of things you can talk about this offense that need to be better.
Yeah,
and that, and that's. But all it all starts with functioning up front.
What do you think? What will help Josh Allen the most this offseason? Maybe it's O-line, maybe it's receivers, tight ends, a better running game. They didn't have a very good one last year. Give us a call. Let's discuss. 803-0550 and toll-free 1-888-550-2550. News coming out. Bills just announced that they have signed tackle, defensive tackle Jordan Phillips. He's agreed to terms on what the Bills say is a A one-year deal. That's what I was looking for. Jordan Phillips agrees to terms on a one-year deal, terms not disclosed. Phillips posted a note on his Twitter account last night in which he said, done deal, and the Bills confirm it today. Jordan Phillips, a regular backup, 12 games played with the Bills last year. They got him after claiming him off waivers, cut by Miami. He was a second-round pick in 2015 by the Dolphins, got in trouble in Miami. He had an angry outburst with a coach in Miami when he played with the Dolphins and played hard against the Dolphins when he was with the Buffalo Bills. And loved playing in New Era Field. We talked with Brandon Bean about that last week. He said, yeah, we need him to play like that every week now, home and away. Yeah. But Jordan Phillips has agreed to terms on a one-year deal. He's going to be on the show with us live coming up today at 1:30. So that's good. And look, we did this last week, the week before, Steve. I think it was last week. Might have been the first day of the combine. We asked this question, and maybe a Twitter poll. You didn't like that day either. What two specific things do you want the Bills to do this offseason? My number one thing was sign Jordan Phillips. Look, Kyle's gone. Kyle's going to be with us today, by the way, at 1. But Kyle's gone. They had a hole there at the 3 technique. Jordan Phillips can step right in. I asked, we should find the soundbite, I asked Brandon Bean last week, do you view him as a starter? I mean, does he jump in and be the starter? And he said he's capable of doing that, yeah. They still need help on the defensive line, no question. But Jordan Phillips, who liked to play here and played effectively here for the most part, I think was an easy answer. They got him on a one-year deal, so that's kind of easy too. Jordan Phillips has agreed to terms on a one-year deal. I think that's great. That was job one, I thought, going into these next few weeks to get that guy locked up and signed to a contract, and they did.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting too, one-year deal.
Yeah.
And I know it's a little bit cynical to think this, but I always think you get a best effort with a guy on a one-year deal. The Bills have done that a lot more than this. You know, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott have done that. In my opinion, I don't know if I'm right or not. It seems like there are a lot more guys who play more prominent roles for the Bills every year that are only on one-year deals. And I think it's a smart move because you know you're going to have a chance to sign guys off the free agent market, and you're going to be able to replace those guys a year after. But if they play well because they want to get another contract, you know, that you've always got that carrot hanging out there for these guys that have signed these one-year deals. And I like the strategy. Some years it might be cyclical where you can't get any of those guys to sign back with you. Somebody will sign them away from you or whatever. But they've been really good at that. And I think Jordan Phillips, we saw it. You said it, Murph, and I echo your sentiment. When that guy turns it on, he's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good player. And you can bet he's going to have it turned on all year this year on a one-year deal.
He's a pretty young player too, right? I'm looking it up. I think he's 25, 26.
He's 26, I think. Yeah.
That's great. I mean, yeah. To get that guy at a one-year deal, you'd think it's not going to be a ton of money. To get a guy who you know can play well here, he's 26. He'll turn 27 September 21st. Yeah, I like this a lot. And look, I'm not saying he's a Pro Bowl caliber guy. I'm not saying he's a building block even guy. But he's with all the holes they have, they just kind of plugged one of them, at least rudimentarily plugged one of them, right? They got Jordan Phillips, a guy who played at that position, who is back, may wind up as a starter. Maybe they can get better. Maybe they can draft better or get a free agent better. But I think that's a really good, solid move by the Bills.
And it's interesting, too, because when they sign these guys, it's not like a free agent signing. It's more – it's different than that. We kind of trust Jordan Phillips, right?
Yep.
You've seen him. You know, he works in this system. He works in the culture. He's highly motivated within the division against the Dolphins. And he's young. So I like these kind of signings a lot when they get a guy, particularly a one-year deal, and he's within the division, a guy you know. And I think that the Bills, listen, if he didn't fit in, if they didn't like him, they wouldn't have signed him. So I think it's – it's a really good signing. Makes you feel really good about the direction they're heading.
Jordan Phillips going to be on the show with us at 1:30 this afternoon. In the meantime, we can continue to talk about the Bills' plans for this offseason and what's the best way they can help Josh Allen the most this offseason. Got a call on the line from Bert in East Aurora. Go ahead, Bert. You're on the air with us.
Yeah, mine isn't about the Twitter poll you have up. It's about the Alliance of American Football.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I've been watching it this year, and I really like their football. I like the pace of the football. And do you think it's going to have an impact when the NFL comes back on? Because they play a much slower pace. They have many more ads. People will get bored with the NFL game and comparing it to the Alliance.
I think you're right, Bert. I think the NFL's learning from them. The play clock and the fast pace of play really helps them. I don't think there's any question. When I watch them, it's pretty competitive. It is very competitive football. I'd say very competitive. You just don't see these stars and these big-time guys making these unbelievable plays. It's pretty grinded-out football in a lot of respects. But I do agree with you that there are certain things that the AAF does. There's no question the NFL is going to look at it and say, man, we should get that into our game. I don't think the NFL is interested in having a 2.5-hour game. I think they're still interested in having the 3-hour window. But there's no question that some of the tweaks that the AAF has made to the game clock and to the play clock have quickened the pace, and people like it. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I think about it. Well, yeah, I think the league, the NFL, has deliberately encouraged the Alliance to try some of these things as a proving ground, you know.
The
guinea pigs. See if this works. See if this shortens the game. See if the sky ref or whatever they call it, the super ref upstairs, see if that concept will work. See if we need kickoffs. Maybe we don't. See if we can eliminate two-point conversions. Maybe we can. I do think the NFL uses the Alliance already as a proving ground, a testing ground for different ways that they might want to change their own rules.
I hate to say it. Particularly in the last couple of years where they've really tinkered with the kickoff rules. And then this past year, of course, when they changed it dramatically, I don't miss them.
I hate to hear that.
You know, I do too. I mean, I don't want to see it
go
away.
Even in the NFL where they still have kickoffs, I miss big
they need
kick
to,
returns.
If they're gonna leave it in, make it worth something. You know, you got to make it worth something. And right now it's not. If it's, and I get the balance. If you make it fun to watch and unbelievable, it becomes a little dangerous. But if you make it safe, it's not so much fun to watch. And I know that sounds kind of brutalistic, but they got to fix it some more, is what I think. They got to fix it some more. Because right now, I still catch myself saying, okay, now they got to kick off. And then you see the offense walk out there and go, oh, okay, yeah, they're just going to take off and go.
The Alliance, yeah.
Right. That means there's no time off the play clock. I mean, no time off the game clock. They just take it over on offense, and away they go. So, yeah, it's got to be worth the time again, like it once was. So they got to change it again, in my opinion.
Maybe we get the call this summer, another trip to New York. They
probably won't invite me this time.
Why?
I talked too much the last time. I was like, what is
you?
Right? Yeah, I was like, what about this? What? And what about that? And what do you mean when you say this? And what's going on with this? And what are you going to do about this?
You won't get the invite.
Rich McKay was looking at me going, will you just shut up? You know?
I feel you, Rich. We're going to take a break here. We want to get more thoughts on this topic of the day. What will help Josh Allen the most this offseason? Give us a call, 803-0550 or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. Send in a tweet. We might read it on the air. Plus, Jordan Phillips has re-signed with the Bills. What do you think of that? We got a break here. We're coming back with more. One Bills Live from One Bills Drive, and this is Buffalo Bills Radio. John Murphy, Steve Tasker. This is One Bills Live on another snowy day in Orchard Park, New York, March 5th. We're going to count them down, Steve. You know, we should have a little Twitter poll contest. When does spring hit Orchard Park?
The over-under?
Yeah.
No, wait. Are you talking about how are we going to do it? Because gambling is now it's legal. So
yeah, we could definitely be gambling.
We could have the over-under, like pick a date and say after or before. Or we could go out and get the like Super Bowl squares and just pick a day.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
Squares, yeah.
And then, or we could. What's another way we could do it?
And you got to figure out the definition of spring, a certain temperature.
Right, criteria.
Yeah, maybe it just is temperature.
Like it's got to be like the third day in a row of 50 plus, 60 plus.
Yeah. I like it. We're gonna work on it. We'll put more time into that than we did on today's Twitter page. Maybe you'll
listen. We went round and round today on Twitter polls, and Here's the thing. You and I spend so much time talking about it. We go out into the – we went to the Super Bowl. You went to the Senior Bowl. We went to the Combine. And we talked to all our guests. There is no way to get around the fact that everybody who talks about the Buffalo Bills, it starts and ends with Josh.
Yeah.
I mean, across the country, across the globe, and all of our listeners, when we get callers from Africa and – Australia and whoever else, you know, Idaho, whoever calls us in. Everyone's, it's Josh, you know. And I thought it would be different after what we went through last year. I was wrong.
Well, yeah.
Because we was all quarterback last year.
Now we have a name.
Now we have a name, right? We stamped him.
That's how we got to today's Twitter poll. What will help Josh Allen the most this offseason? Look, here's an example. We're going to play a portion of a conversation you had with Charles Davis of the NFL Network last week, right? Just about the Bills' prospects, looking for what in the draft, how should they approach the offseason. And listen to how Charles Davis started his conversation with Steve last week in Indianapolis.
Well, the first step is make sure you keep some bubble wrap around Josh Allen.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, he really did a nice job, didn't he? He showed a great amount of toughness last year, not just his ability to run the football, which we evaluate him as a good runner, but I don't think any of us saw this, all right? And if we did, we probably should go buy some lottery tickets somewhere. But being able to bounce back from some big hits, from some injuries, step in there and keep firing away. I like what he showed that way.
I mean, that's how Charles Davis starts, and that's what got us to today's Twitter poll, Steve. What will help Josh Allen the most this offseason? He's talking about bubble wrap.
If you
interpret what he's saying, I guess he's saying offensive line, right?
Offensive lineman. Yeah, and I think it is. I mean, I think it's a basic premise of football. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think the offensive line last year was good enough. I don't know that they're going to bring all of those guys back. If the holes in that position group at offensive line were at other positions on the team, like if the offensive line was solid and you had the problems you have at another position group, you pick it, that would be the – I mean, forget that they didn't play well last year. They don't even have enough guys now. Three of them are free agents or pending free agents. I mean, three guys that started in the last month of the season are gone. And a lot of people, and I know the snark on Twitter is like, yeah, good riddance. I don't care. We got to have somebody line up. And we don't want to get worse.
You're right.
And that's always a possibility. So it is correct and proper that 80% of our respondents say, yeah, it's the offensive line. That's where it should now it's down to 73%. Oh, gosh.
Oh, we've changed some minds.
Now it's starting to become a better Twitter poll, too. So it's a balancing act now, right?
Let's take some calls on this topic.
My outrage, yes. Balancing with
the negative effect. What will help Josh Allen the most this offseason? Nick in Wheatfield has some thoughts. Nick, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
John? Hey, I called a while back, and I said one thing, assess, adapt, improvise, and respond, if you remember.
I do.
John, I love you, but I wouldn't think of a wide receiver until third or fourth round. Steve, my opinion, I'm hoping Bean has enough magic to move up a little bit. I'd like to see him get Bradley, and I'd like to get him Lindstrom out of Boston College. I believe it was Lindstrom.
Yep.
Offensive line, and I think they'd both be a great, great addition to our offensive line. Personally, I think Miller and Mills should be gone. That's my opinion. And the reason is, it seems whenever we had a good drive going, they would get the holding penalty or they would get the illegal hands on penalty, and it would set us back. And you know, like we say in the Marine Corps, you need a good perimeter. And in order to have Josh Allen do what he can do, and we know what he can do, and he can do it better, he needs a good perimeter. And the way you're going to get a good perimeter is to get that offensive line geared up.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate that. Look, I would vote for offensive line, but I do think there's an argument to be made for helping Josh Allen with receiving help. We've heard it made by people that we talked to at the Combine last week. We've heard it from some tweets we've read. And I don't know if I want to wait till the third round to get a wide receiver. Look, I've said this yesterday, Steve, and this struck me over the weekend. Not only do the Bills need a wide receiver. They need a couple. They need a number one wide receiver. They don't have that guy on the roster. They need a guy who can pretty much do everything. You say you could get done with a slot guy. I don't know. I got to think about that. They need a number one who's big and fast and is your go-to guy on third downs and in the red zone. They need that guy. They need him as soon as they can. And if he's available, I'm not reaching for him in the first round, but if he's available in the first round, I'm taking him there, I think. I really do. And if his name is DK Metcalf, and if I've spent the next 7 weeks investigating everything about him, including why his production lagged behind his obvious physical specimen, if I'm satisfied with that answer, I am taking him there. Well, but I'm not committing to anybody yet.
And it was interesting, too, because that's what we said yesterday. We had a big, long conversation about DK Metcalf, why he didn't produce in college. He's a redshirt sophomore.
Yeah.
He's only had two – and he's been injured. And then when he did get on, he pushed to the sideline a couple of really good players and solid veteran – well, upperclassmen players there in college. So, yeah, they had a hard time keeping him off the field when he was healthy, even though he was a very young player. So there is that about his production, the fact they didn't play that much. He only had two seasons, a redshirt sophomore. And he came out, and I get it. But I'm with you. There's a lot of balances. I hope, as like the caller, Nick said, I hope the Bills can wait till the third round to get a receiver because they've already got some guys in free agency. And I was going to ask you this, Murph, and this may be trending towards my Twitter poll. It's coming to me now. What would you be satisfied with a solid or proven veteran player signed in free agency or a couple of them? Say, for instance, you get two guys like Golden Tate, and another one of those guys that you recognize off the free agent wire, just solid veteran guys who maybe are long in the tooth. That way you could have some slack in the draft to drop down to the third round and maybe just grab one of the guys there in the draft.
Receivers?
Receivers I'm talking about.
Yeah, the right receiver.
Yeah, a couple of guys. There's a couple of guys in free agency that are worth kind of hanging in there with. Maybe middle, I don't know how much Golden Tate would cost or one of the other receivers that are available.
I mean, I think Tyrell Williams from the Chargers has the potential to be a number one receiver in this league. I really do. I think John Brown from Baltimore does as well. Devin Funchess, a lot of people like. I don't like him that much. I don't know if he has potential to be number one.
For instance, if you get a guy like Demaryius Thomas.
No, I've got too many character questions now.
Well, okay, yeah. Pierre Garçon, Michael Crabtree, Golden Tate, John Brown, your guy from the Baltimore Ravens, Cordarrelle Patterson,
I don't know if he's a number one. He's a really 28, interesting prospect.
But he's a proven guy in the league. He's been around for a while, and he's won a world championship.
Yeah.
Guy like Mike Wallace from Philly. Chris Hogan's going to be a free agent.
Not a number one.
So, yeah, Adam Humphries from Tampa Bay. There's some guys out there who, they're all making, a couple of million bucks a year. You could probably get them for, you're not going to spend $15 million on one of those guys or $13 million on them, but you could get them. So how many of those guys, say you get two of these guys, the over-under is
then
two.
Then I could wait.
The other, yeah, right?
Unless.
That's my question right
unless
there.
Over the next 7 weeks you do enough homework and satisfy yourself enough about DK Metcalf that you think we really need this guy. There's a chance, Steve, that guy could be a phenomenal talent, a chance. I want to know more about his time at Ole Miss. I want to know more about his injury history. But based on his performance at the combine, based on his physical stature, there's a chance he could be special. And if he's there at 9, which he may not be, I don't know if I'd be comfortable overlooking him, even if they do sign the two guys you talk about. But that's what the next 7 weeks are all about in my mind.
And I understand that, and I get it, too. It's going to be a real balancing act. I want to know how much confidence they have in the offensive linemen they're going to sign in the next 7 weeks and what offensive linemen in balance. Like, for instance, what if you get Jonas Williams, this left tackle from Alabama that drops to number 9, and you've got DK Metcalf sitting there and Jonas Williams?
Ask me that question in 7 weeks after I've done my homework on both of them, really, but especially on Metcalf.
Yeah, think about it, though. That's the dilemma. There are going to be, at number 9, there will be some really good players there.
And the unfortunate part is no one has to answer this question, the Bills especially, until 7 weeks from Thursday. You got time to do this homework. You got time to add some pieces in free agency. Maybe the picture on the offensive line changes through free agency. We'll see. What do you think? What will help Josh Allen the most this offseason? A call here from Charlie in Buffalo. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, John. Hello, Steve. How are you this afternoon?
We're good.
Doing good, Charlie. What's up?
I wanted to ask a couple of quick questions. Like, you know, our offensive line, our wide receivers, our tight ends, any of the offensive players we might bring in, either running backs, the attitude about them playing here in Buffalo. We've been the brunt of the jokes all over the country for years, like we're the Rodney Dangerfields of football. No respect about getting people with an attitude that want to play here. And I need to ask Steve a question because you played wide receiver. Is there a way through an evaluation or interviewing wide receivers, either if they're veterans or free young kids that are going to get drafted, when it's November and December and it gets cold here, the winds are here, the snow is here, the rain is here, about them mentally adjusting to the game and still becoming a productive player? That's all I got to say, guys. And you have a good day now.
Thank you. Charlie. And I don't know exactly if he was asking whether they're worried about guys coming here, playing here, and then not being able to play in the cold weather, or if it was specifically about just the entire organization where they want to play here in Buffalo for this town and this team in this town. Either way, that's up to Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott and some of the other players to reach out to these free agents and say, hey, listen, you're going to love it here. You are going to love it here. We got a great culture. We got great facilities. They're upgrading the facilities all the time. They've got an engaged owner who loves the team and who has given us free reign to do the things and implement the things we want to do. Here's the way it is in practice. Here's our practice schedule. Here's what we've done. Some of the things. Here's some of the things we're going to do. And they'll sell them on that. And then the other thing they'll sell them on is their opportunity. A guy like a Golden Tate or a guy like all these guys. They'll bring them in and they'll say, listen, here's what we think you can do for us. Here's the film. Here's your spot right here. This is where we want you to line up. Here's what we want you to do, right? And they'll say, you're going to line up here all the time. You're our number one. You're going to come in and we'll pencil you in as a starter. We think you're going to have to compete for the job, but we don't have anybody else here to do that. We don't have anybody here that can compete for that spot, and that's why we're bringing you in. We envision you as being the guy who's going to start.
And we'll pay you.
And we'll pay you this much money, right? Yeah. So that's it. It's the culture you're selling, the team you're selling, the outlook you're selling, and their opportunity that you're selling. The money will take care of itself because that's in free agency, that's what it's going to be. If a team's going to play twice as much as more than you are anyway, that's over your butt. You're not going to get them anyway. But if the money's the same, you're selling him on his opportunity to be a name player and to put himself into prominence around the National Football League. That's what these guys are all about. And that's what you're selling. And believe me, most players are adult enough to know, listen, it may be bad, but November, December, January, hey, if we're in the playoff hunt and stuff, I'll live with it. I'll do it because as soon as February and after the Super Bowl's over, I'll be on the beach anyway.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Weather's overrated.
Listen, if you're making life decisions because you can't stand 3 months of bad weather while you're making seven figures, you're not going to, you got some issues that go beyond that. So you don't think that players aren't going to want to play for Buffalo because they don't want to play in the cold weather. They're going to come in here, see the facilities. They're going to see the culture. They're going to see the vibe. And they're going to see the opportunity that this team's offering them with a quarterback like they've got. And they're going to say thumbs up or thumbs down. We'll see.
Hey, what will help Josh Allen the most this offseason? We'll take more calls on that, discuss that further. Coming up at 1, Kyle Williams will talk about his recent experience last weekend at the Combine and the guy who might wind up replacing him. Jordan Phillips just re-signed to a contract by the Bills. He's going to join us at 1:30. Stick around for a while. It's One Bills Live presented by Kaleida Health. Coming here from One Bills Drive, this is Buffalo Bills Radio. Welcome back. One Bills Live. John Murphy, Steve Tasker. Kyle Williams coming by here about 1 o'clock or so. He'll be on the phone with us, fresh off his appearance at the NFL Scouting Combine. The guy who might be his replacement, defensive tackle Jordan Phillips, has agreed to terms on a one-year deal with the Bills. He's coming by at 1:30. Our question of the day, flawed as it is, that's for you, Steve. What will help Josh Allen the most this offseason? What do you think? Give us a call or send in a tweet on the tweet sheet. We got one here from Silvanos. Here we go.
Let's go.
It doesn't matter how much time Josh has to throw if the receivers, one, can't get open, and two, can't hold on to the ball. A solid number one wide receiver will help him the most with the offensive line second. So Vano's in the minority. But as I pointed out to you, Steve, there are people who believe that they need wide receiver help. And from Wandering Jack, a frequent tweeter here in the show, Wandering Jack has elected not to play along with our Twitter poll. He writes, take the next step, we need all three. Offensive line to give him time, keep him upright, probably the most important. Plus, gain confidence, but more dependable wide receivers are also a must. And it wouldn't hurt to find a nice safety valve tight end to bail him out. I'm confident Bean has a plan. I am too. And as I think watching this plan unfold over the next month and a half, 2 months, is going to be really fun for us. Really fun.
I think it's more of a – yeah, there is a plan, and they do have this end thing in mind. But I think it's more like when you start getting to this, when all these other teams are making decisions, and like we just came out – it came out over Twitter just now. The Houston Texans released a former first-round corner in Kevin Johnson, who's a really gifted athlete. And he's out on the market just before free agency, much like Spencer Long was. So there's all these moving parts. And for me, yeah, you got to start signing these free agents. You got to target guys you want. You got to get offensive linemen. You got to get wide receivers. You even got to stay on top of it with linebackers and defensive linemen and safeties and all those guys too. I mean, that's what the Bills have to do. It's their job. They have to have a file for every position group going around and who's available and who's the best guy available for our team and our culture, that kind of thing. So it's not really a plan that you have. It's more of a policy. You got to have – listen, if they do – we got to do this. And if this guy's available, we've got to be ready to be able to sign this guy and get him. It's more of a – you know, it's more of a belief system really than it is a plan, because you certainly have goals of players you want to sign – but how you get those guys, you have no control over how they become available, whether it's the draft, whether it's free agency, which free agents say no to you, and that changes your plan in the draft. It changes your options in the draft. It changes, you know, your philosophy about whether you want to trade down or sideways or up. So all this stuff is in play depending on what happens. And as I just mentioned with, you know, this guy coming out on the getting cut today, that happens once in a while. And everything changes all the time. And it's unbelievable. You can't just have this plan to say, "Hey, well, we can't talk about that because we've got a plan." Listen, your plan's got to change.
Got to be flexible.
Yeah.
Light on your feet.
Yeah, and it's always – everything's always in play. You know, your player's got to be ready to be traded. And there's nothing to say the Bills can't call up the Cincinnati Bengals and say, "Listen, I know A.J. Green's contract's going to be up. What's it going to take to get him out of there? Because you're going to lose him, or you're going to have to franchise him or whatever. What's it going to take?" That kind of thing. You can trade for these guys.
The landscape changes, as you pointed out. Like, Texans cut a corner today. And franchise tags. The deadline for tags is, I believe, today at 5 p.m. 6 franchise tags now, taking guys off the market. And I wonder on this list how many the Bills maybe had in mind, saying, well, if he's there, we got to look. Jadeveon Clowney got the tag yesterday. DeMarcus Lawrence, Cowboys, got the tag. Many people believe that he will not play there, that they're going to have to trade him. Grady Jarrett, defensive tackle with the Falcons, tagged. Frank Clark, defensive end with the Seahawks, tagged. Dee Ford, defensive end Chiefs, pretty good player, tagged. The speculation in Kansas City is that they're going to tag him and trade him, and kicker Robbie Gould of 49ers, tagged. But I wonder, of that 6 tagged, if any of them were in the Bills' plans. Like, wouldn't Dee Ford look good in the Buffalo Bills uniform?
You got 4 defensive ends, yeah, a defensive tackle, and a kicker. That's a trend. 4 mm-hmm. defensive ends. You can't find edge rushers, man. You can't find them. And certainly that does change the Bills' plan. It shortens that list of guys that are going to be available in free agency, certainly. But kind of – Jadeveon Clowney, DeMarcus Lawrence, kind of – yeah, those guys aren't going to – they're not going to let those guys go.
Dee Ford's
too young. He had a great year this year.
Speculation is they're going to trade him.
Well, they may. And all those guys, that may be. And if you get an inkling of that, you're already on the phone. Well, for what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for what?
Yep. All right. We're talking about the free agency, talking about the draft, talking about what you think the Bills need to do to get Josh Allen better, progressing along in his second year. We'll keep that discussion going in hour number 2. Going to discuss things with Kyle Williams about defensive linemen in the draft. He got an up-close and personal look at him. He was on the field for the NFL Network on television coverage Sunday during their workouts. Coming up at 1:30, Jordan Phillips just signed to a new 1-year deal with the Bills. He'll be joining us in studio. We're busy all of a sudden today. Come on back. One Bills Live, presented by Collider Health, from One Bills Drive, and this is Buffalo Bills Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.